What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm JD Johnstone. With me always are my two favorite co-hosts, Houdini and D-Paul. What's poppin', boys?
Yo, how we doing?
Jedi, Dino, good to see you as always.
What's up, boys?
I left out the for you because I know you don't appreciate
that. Dude, honestly, I thought it flew off the tongue really well.
Yeah, that felt good.
Today's podcast is about Ohtani versus Trout. The Angels are going for a playoff push. Right now, they're on a really bad losing streak. It's not looking too good. It looks like they might have made a mistake by not trading Ohtani. And I really wanted to compare these two because, one, I don't think we're ever going to see something like this ever again in baseball with two players like this on the same team, both unbelievable players, generational talents. I want to talk a little bit about their competitive nature because Ohtani has been very, very open about that. He wants to win. Trout seems very content that he's staying with the Angels in Anaheim. They seem like they go for it, but he seems all right that they don't really make the playoffs. So the big question that I have for you is, if Ohtani leaves, do you think Trout will follow and ask for a trade? I know it's a little out there. The only reason I'm asking this is because the clock's ticking on Ohtani. Both of them don't have rings. And this offseason, the huge question is going to be, where is Ohtani going? And it seems more than likely that he's not going to be in an Angels uniform. So it just makes me question if Trout is going to finally be like, hey, let me go.
So I'm going to look at it from a completely different perspective. I'm going to look at it from another organization's perspective, and like, to be tied to that, I wouldn't do it. As generational of a talent he is, let's not pretend like he's played a full season, right? He's only played over 140 games, like five times, right? And I'm not including the 2020 year, but he averages 124 games a year. Right, he hasn't had over 100 RBIs more than four times in a season. Or I'm sorry, he's only done it three times. No 200 hit seasons, which I know is an astronomical feat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and he still strikes out approaching one time a game. So, like, to be tied to that till a guy's 40, I wouldn't want to do it. So I don't see him going anywhere. I think he's been content with how everything's been going, and whether Ohtani stays or goes, I don't think it matters to him.
I agree with you there, Houdini. I just can't see Ohtani staying. You know, we talked about it on another podcast. I just don't see him staying there. And it's really going to say a lot this offseason, you know, if he does re-sign with L.A., because he must really love L.A.
D-Paw, what if they make the playoffs?
You know, I think it's going to reveal a lot about Shohei Ohtani, honestly. If they make it, you know, they scrape into the wild card probably. Jedi mentioned the losing streak, what, like six or seven games in a row since the All-Star or since the trade deadline. I don't know, man. I think he goes, you know, even if they scrape in, I think he goes. And I said it before, I think he goes up to Seattle. You know, they're a trending team. In regards to Trout, yeah, Trout's not going anywhere. He's locked up till he's 40. He's getting paid. And, you know, he's been there through all of it, through another rebuild before, too. So I think Trout stays.
Yeah, it brings up a good point a little bit about how loyal Mike Trout has been. Like, that's not like a thing that people don't know. Mike Trout is almost as loyal as they come. He wanted to be an Angel. He knew what he was getting into when he signed this contract. He had an interview with Ken Rosenthal not too long ago on a Fox Sunday night game where they do the interview while he's playing. And he kind of brought up the point that we're talking about right now. And he said, look, I signed this contract to play here. My goal is to win a World Series. So I'm not saying that he doesn't want to win. It just seems like Ohtani is a lot more competitive than he is, and he wants to win a little bit more badly. Would you agree with that?
That's, you know, not to jump in, but I think that's the talk. I think that's what a lot of people are saying, but we'll see that, you know, this offseason.
Do you think Trout is too loyal?
I mean, you pay me how much he's getting paid, I'll be loyal.
I don't think it's necessarily like a question of being too loyal. I think early on in his days in Anaheim, it was fun. It was cool. It's a great area. It's a great ballpark. It's great weather. Yeah. And he got the absolute bag. So I think any athlete would love to go into an organization and play their whole career there, right? It's rare. So I think in the back of his mind, there could be one of those things thinking like, I'm going to be the greatest Angels player of all time.
Great point. Yeah. Spent his whole career in L.A.
You know what I mean? Like, to some people, like, and I don't want to quote Fast and the Furious, but, like, some people, that's more important. You know what I mean?
Family. So,
like, Yeah, like, do I think winning a championship is, like, really important? Yes.
Yeah.
But in the case of an athlete playing a single career or his whole career with a single organization is so rare.
Yeah.
That I just, for him, it makes no sense to leave. Now, at this point in his career, it makes no sense. 4 years ago, when they did the first rebuild, I would have said yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it brings up another question that is Trout, you kind of touched on it a little bit, Houdini, but like, is Trout supposed to go through another rebuild with the Angels?
Right.
He's now been through two. If you remember way back when they signed Pujols, they brought in CJ Wilson, who was like the best pitcher on the planet at the time. They brought in Josh Hamilton. That didn't work out. And then recently they brought in Anthony Rendon. They brought in Justin Upton and re-signed him when they traded for him. And then they brought in Ohtani and it didn't work again. So is he supposed to go through a third rebuild with this team? I mean, at some point you almost lose hope.
But to the Angels organ, like front office, it's not like it's lack of effort.
Yeah, they kept trying.
Like, yeah, it's not lack of effort. Like, dude, Rendon had a great year when they went after him. You know what I mean? That was supposed to be the third baseman. That was supposed to be the best third baseman in Anaheim scene since Troy Gloss.
Wilson from the Rangers that year, too. Like you said, Jedi was was a stud that year.
So, I mean, like, and Josh Hamilton at the time?
Yep.
Like, obviously this was before everything kind of came out, right? Like, and this was it came out when he was in Texas?
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, I I'm not blaming the front office. They just tried to make moves. It hasn't worked. We saw it with the Mets. They tried to make moves. Didn't work. They shedded the dead weight. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't really blame the front office. I think they're doing everything they can to try and win. It's just not working. Not translating onto the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the last point that I have on this, I mean, I could sit here and talk about this all day, is do you guys rank greatness and legendary status with championships? It's kind of a big knock on somebody like Ken Griffey Jr., who a lot of guys always mention. He doesn't have the thing everybody wants. He doesn't have the ring. So, I mean, if Trout never wins, is it going to knock some points off of your book? And it goes back to Ohtani, too. Ohtani's got to win, too. Talk about Babe Ruth, about how he's the greatest player of all time. Like, look, man, one thing personally for me that I grade a player's status on is how you perform when the lights are the brightest in the playoffs, because that's when it counts. Everything's cool and all in the season with what Ohtani does, with what Trout does, but we really don't know if they are good in the playoffs because they don't play. Trout only played two games in the playoffs in 2014. That was it. He's never been back. The only thing that we've gotten to see Ohtani and Trout in is the World Baseball Classic, and that was awesome to watch. It broke so many records with viewership. So, I mean, like, is greatness in a level of winning championships a big deal to you guys?
Can I ask a follow-up question before I answer? Am I allowed to do that?
You sure?
In sports,
uh-huh.
Is baseball the least when it comes to grading a player or, like, judging a player based on his championships?
Maybe in a sense, because I feel like baseball is one of the sports that you can't get carried by one person. I feel like in basketball, you can get carried by an individual that has maybe, like, a Robin there, but he's no Batman. You know, I feel like you can get away with that in football. I mean, you see the stuff that Pat Mahomes does. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like baseball, there's no one-man show in baseball.
Like, I feel like if you rank the top sports, right, like the sport that matters the least of winning a championship, it has to be baseball's one.
I think so, just because, you know, baseball has such a history with, like, going back so long, and it's always been, you know, been a long season, been a ton of games played, a ton of different stats too. So I think there's always been, you know, that obsession with other stats and, like, the baseball oddities and how, you know, basically, at, you know, at least once or twice a month something has happened in baseball that's never happened before. So, you know, I think there's a lot of other things to rank in baseball which makes that happen, Dean.
Yeah, I mean, on top of that, like, how do you judge a position player on success if the pitching staff sucks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, you know, that was my thought. So to answer your question, in baseball, do I rank greatness on championships? No, not at all. We're spoiled because we're Yankee fans, Jedi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can look back and say Jeter was one of the greatest of all time, but if Jeter didn't play for the Yankees,
he played for the Reds. I mean?
is Jeter the great, one of the greatest of all time? I don't know. I can't answer that. But like, can a single individual, like, help change a culture of an organization? Yes, you saw it with Jordan with the Bulls. But let's not pretend like every single athlete that we talk about as being the greatest ever didn't have an amazing supporting cast. And that includes LeBron's Cavs team. So to answer your question, baseball, no.
You know, I think it does have some effect on it, but, you know, ultimately when I look at it, I take it into consideration. That's not the end all be all. You know, someone can still be great, but not have a championship. But, you know, there's a laundry list of players in all sports that haven't won championships that I'd consider great. Does it help? Yes, absolutely. You know, you get someone like Jeter who's won, you know, how many World Series, like it just cements them in the elite, the most elite of the elite.
But yeah, Jedi,
it's a tough question. I didn't say it was going to be an easy question.
Yeah, but Jedi, I'm not discrediting what you're saying by how someone performs in the postseason. I'm not discrediting what you said there. Like, I think that is a very massive part to the discussion on a player's greatness, because obviously, like, was Jeter an all-time great regular season player? He was good, but was he an absolute great baseball player in October? Yes.
Yeah. And I think it goes the other way around, too. Who's somebody that doesn't perform in the playoffs? I can't think of one.
A-Rod?
A-Rod was a huge part of that 09 team, though. Other than that, though, I will say he did not perform well. But, like, I mean, someone like Hideki, though, like Matsui, man. They wouldn't have won the World Series without him.
Yeah.
Not right, saying, like, he's a legend, but no, he is in the Yankee world.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Let us know. What's your take on this? Do you think that Trout leaves? Do you think he'll follow if Ohtani does walk away from Anaheim? I mean, do you agree or disagree with us? Let us know at Hot Shots Podcast. But that's going to be all for us here. If you ever need to keep up to date with your sports news, then Hot Shots Podcast is the place for you. So subscribe and follow to all of our channels at Hot Shots Podcast on all platforms. Other than that, we will see you next time.